Here's your Wyoming Ag Report for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association condemned the flawed Food Compass study on August 12th, funded in part by fake meat promoter Bill Gates. According to the association, the idea that M&Ms, potato chips, and cereal are somehow healthier than natural beef ignores scientific evidence and frankly doesn't measure up to logic. These snack foods are high in sugar, carbohydrates, and fats, while beef is a nutrient-rich food providing essential protein, iron, zinc, and numerous B vitamins, said NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. The Bureau of Land Management will host two open house public meetings at the end of August to solicit early public involvement in the upcoming revisions of the Newcastle and Nebraska Resource Management Plans. Meetings are part of pre-scoping outreach to engage the public in the early planning process. Dates and locations of the meeting are as follows: August 30th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Weston County Senior Center in Newcastle, and August 31st, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Lyde Scottsbluff Library in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. The public is invited to help identify issues or concerns to be addressed in the planning process. The USDA announced on August 11th it's investing up to $5 million in the Wetland Mitigation Banking Program. This grant program supports the development of mitigation banks for the use of agricultural producers seeking to maintain eligibility for USDA program. Funds are available to tribes, state and local government entities, nonprofits, and other organizations. The National Resources Conservation Service is prioritizing funds in states with large amounts of wetlands as well as large amounts of producers with wetland determination requests. The NRCS is accepting proposals from eligible entities through grants.gov by 11:59 Eastern Time on October 10th.
I don't have far to go.
Yeah, I'm good.
I had something to eat.
As a bartender, I hear excuses like this all the time. The truth is, any amount of alcohol can impair your judgment and put you and others on the road at risk. But you can choose an alternate route. Call a friend, use a rideshare app, or take public transportation. Whatever you do, if you've consumed any alcohol, don't go down that road.
This message is brought to you by the Governor's Council on Impaired Driving.
The Bureau of Land Management will be targeting cheatgrass in the Sinks Canyon area near Lander. The Sinks Canyon Project targets cheatgrass infestations on south-facing slopes of the canyon on both state and BLM-managed lands, continuing nearly a decade-long effort to control cheatgrass following a 2013 fire. The treatments will involve spraying herbicide from a helicopter. For more information, contact Fremont County Weed and Pest District, 307-332-1052.